I think that one of the problems that Christians have in sharing the message of Jesus Christ is the fact that the Christian life, as portrayed in the Bible, appears just too good to be true. Most of the people of the world live in constant fear of death. The Christian does not. He has the assurance of salvation. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. Most people fear economic problems. The Christian does not. He has the assurance of provision of his daily needs. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Most people who pray wonder if their prayers are being heard. The Christian knows God as the one who hears and answers prayer. God says, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." Most people are concerned about the future. The Christian is not. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. And on and on and on. I know that this often sounds too good to be true, but it is true. I was lecturing to a class at a university in Germany on the Christian life. After a 30-minute presentation of the gospel of Christ, a group of a dozen or so students came to the front of the classroom to talk. They had one major problem to talk about. They said, "Mr. Imes, you are utopian. Nothing could be that good. What you say is just too good to be true." I encountered the same thing at the University of Idaho. After a presentation of the gospel, I opened the meeting up to questions from the audience. There were lots of questions, and then a young man stood up in the back of the room and said, "I've been listening to all this, and I think you're lying. Nothing could be as good as you make it out to be." Immediately, a girl in the center of the room stood up. She was a large girl, not overweight, just big bones and muscles. It turned out she was a lady shot putter. She was dressed in a leather jacket, and she appeared quite formidable. She raised her voice and said, "Buddy, this man is not lying, and this is not too good to be true. A few months ago, I received Jesus Christ into my life, and he has done for me exactly what this man said tonight." The guy sat down. He had appeared quite belligerent at first, but now he was as quiet as a lamb. I don't think he wanted to tangle with that lady shot putter. In any event, her testimony seemed to be just what was needed at the time. Too good to be true. I'm sure that's right when it's looked at from a human standpoint, but we must never forget or minimize the grace and mercy of God. By his own choice, he has decided to extend his mercy to us. Now, the mercy of God is the special act of God whereby he keeps from us that which we rightfully deserve because of our sins. 26 times in the 136th Psalm, it says, "For his mercy endureth forever." By way of contrast, the grace of God is the special act of God whereby he showers on us that which we have no right to, his unmerited favor. The Bible says, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." The Scriptures burst with the precious promises of God, but all too often the Bible is a closed book. Its promises are not known. May God bless you as you discover the certainty of that message that appears too good to be true.